Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
733. Now, it's the Mike Calta Show.
.911 on the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. You get good guns yet or what? Let's go to Shotgun's Tactical while you're here.
I would love to get a gun.
I got a gun.
What do you got?
Nobody's
listening.
No, it's just a 22 rifle.
What are you shooting squirrels?
I know.
You can't get that in New York. He lives in Westchester. It's so hard.
A 22 rifle isn't doing anything. If you get attacked by a raccoon, you may be able to scare it away. That's the best thing you can do.
Look, it's a semi-automatic 10 shot. What could I do?
First of all, you're wrong, because in the movie The Gentleman, that girl took out two Chinese dudes with that little paperweight.
I don't know what the movie The Gentleman is.
You never saw The Gentleman,
and
Guy Ritchie?
I fear all Chinese girls because they all inherently know kung fu.
Dude, that's not true.
I worked in a Chinese restaurant, and I was so afraid of the old guys because I know they all had it in them. It's just, it does, even if they've never used it, it comes out when it has to come out.
It's like built in there. It's just
built in. It's like when Neo went in The Matrix, and he's like, I know karate. You know, that's just how it is. So,
you never saw the movie The Gentleman with Guy Ritchie?
Nah, I don't like Guy Ritchie. Too many Cockney accents. I can't understand what they're saying. Like, everybody loves Snatch. I'm like, I don't even know what's.
Snatch is good. That one's Matthew McConaughey, right? Yeah.
Come on.
It was. I got to be honest with you.
Hugh Grant was amazing in it. His character, and who else? Colin Farrell was amazing in it.
Yeah. I can't understand a word he says ever in any movie. Unless he's pretending to be a penguin. He was good as the penguin, that's it.
Actually, I can't believe that was him, the way they made him look.
They just made him look like De Niro.
Well, he's at that. There's good actors that are good looking, and there's a point of their career where they stop working and they become, they just go ugly. Matthew McConaughey did it, where they like, all right, I'm not going to be the good looking guy anymore. I'm going to go do cool roles and be ugly.
When did he stop being the good looking guy?
When he had AIDS.
Yeah, AIDS. Oh. Remember AIDS?
He was sexy with AIDS.
He was not sexy with AIDS.
He was not. He had that weird mustache, too. Yeah. It was gross. Yeah.
His cheekbones were too sunken in.
And it's so bad that it actually hurt him. He didn't look as sexy in Wolf of Wall Street because he was still too skinny.
Yeah. He was still, I think, in the middle of filming the other thing when he did that.
Jared Leto, on the other hand, looked good with AIDS.
Jared Leto? Whoever says pronounce it Leto.
He still can't pronounce your name. Yeah. You expect him to know Jared Leto?
Leto.
Yeah, Leto, yeah, not Leto.
I call him Leto.
Calta, not Calta.
It's Calta.
What do you call him?
Yeah, Calta.
Calta.
You always say Calta. Yeah.
Yeah, it's Calta.
No, it's Calta. It's not California.
You say tomato, I say tomato.
Nobody Calta says Calta. Tomato.
I say tomato all the time.
You never said tomato.
I go tomato.
I'm a
I want a
jokey. Galvin speaks Italian. You didn't know it.
Non parli italiano molto bene.
I'm a zorello.
Scusi.
Come si dice a gravy?
Buona notte.
No, I didn't see the movie.
It's a great. I like Guy Ritchie. I like him a lot. I like his movies. And this movie, I thought it was great. But apparently,
it's the same movie. Stayed. Just watch one of them.
Right. Right.
Well, where do you turn right like that? You just turn, huh? You just
No.
I mean, that's it.
Right? You turn on you. You turn on Guy Ritchie.
Yeah.
So you have a 22.
I have a 22.
Then who gave? There was like a hand-me-down from your dad or something?
No, I actually went during the pandemic.
Because of me.
And you were like, give me a gun that can't stop anybody.
Yeah. I lied. Yeah, there was a line outside of...
you called me.
Yeah.
Because he sent me a gun. I went and picked it up. You're like, dude, I got to get a gun. I was like, I got a gun.
Oh, when I saw the shotgun that he got.
Yeah. Yep.
And I go, and then everything was going on with the pandemic and people were lining up for guns and the news was crazy. So Giannis Pappas and I go to Dick's Sporting Goods.
I was looking
and it was completely wiped out. They said we're sold out, you gotta go to another location.
Uh-huh.
We go to the other location. Dude, there were soccer moms just lined up for guns. Getting guns.
Now in Dick's, in New York, you don't need a permit to buy anything there.
No, so you have to like register and do all the paperwork.
Oh my god, for 22.
I'm underground. It's like one of those where you go escalator down. Now, right. My wife doesn't know, okay?
Doesn't know they have the gun.
So, yeah,
you don't
so
tell
I did,
her about the Green Dane. You don't
things,
tell her about the gun.
And I didn't tell her about the Lexus. She just called me up and goes, Geico just called. Did you buy a Lexus? What's going on? So
yeah, see, now you're living my life.
they're close.
Yeah.
so that we're filling out paperwork for the gun. And, you know, Stacy, finally, when I came up the escalator, they have to walk the gun to your car with you. And the bullets. So you got to put the bullets in one part of the car and the gun in another.
Oh,
so the gun goes in the trunk and the ammo goes in the front. They can't be the same or whatever.
Right.
So finally it registers that I can talk. And my wife says, where are you? And I said, I just bought a gun. And she just goes, I hope you're kidding.
Oh.
And then I had to deal with that too. So
you know what?
My wife finds out the stuff I'm doing, though, I get divorced.
Like what? What are you doing?
Yeah, what?
Oh, I was like,
would you be in trouble if you came home with a gun without telling?
I mean, I'm kidding.
Find those kids in the shed. Okay, so you and what do you have? Just the one gun I gave you?
I have. Yeah, what do I need? It's a shotgun. What am I, Rambo?
I mean, that gun you gave him could cut a tree in half.
What do you want me to do to the guy? Exactly, take his head off and.
If you weren't filming your special, we'd go to Shark Coast Tactical this weekend, and we would stock up. And
but see, Bobby doesn't bring the gun where he's supposed to bring the gun.
Where are you supposed to bring it?
It's in my house. Where am I supposed to bring it? Me and you. What? Where am I supposed to bring it?
Me and you went camping, okay?
Yeah.
And we went into the deep woods, and it was dangerous.
You didn't bring the gun to go camping?
No. First of all, number one, it's illegal to bring a gun hiking. Number two, if I brought a gun and you had... you would have shot everything in the woods.
Yeah.
Sun went down, and this kid's head was on a swivel.
Yeah.
I'm like, buddy, we're in the woods. A squirrel sounds like a bear. It's not. I mean, I did get a little nervous when I heard the, it was like, what, coyotes coming? And it was getting closer and closer. I was like, that might be a little weird.
I was camping when I was a kid, and a bear was out there. And you just heard, you heard that bear. Like, I'm just walking through looking for food. Oh, bear noise.
The thing I didn't tell you about that I was most nervous about.
Well, you couldn't tell me because you were sleeping like an angel. You were sleeping like Snow White while I heard bears around the thing. And you were sitting there floating in a tent.
Halfway. We're talking. And I go, did you bring your blanket? And he goes, I left it in the car.
And it was far.
Dude, but I knew that it was going down to like 60. But he's like, should we go back? I go, dude, it's an hour. I go, you'll be fine. Oh. And then I turned around. I was like, no, you won't.
Mm-hmm.
He will not be fine.
I shivered through the night, dude. I was up all night shivering on the ground. And I heard him. He was in a hammock. No, he was in the one that like connects.
Yeah.
He was floating. And it was rocking.
Right.
And he was snoring. And I just heard animals.
Oh.
And I was on the ground.
Oh. If you didn't have a blanket.
No, so I had
I
to
gave
unzip.
Him my tent, my one person little ultra light tent.
Uh-huh.
Mike, this is how miserable it was. In the middle of the night, 3 o'clock in the morning, I hear an animal, and I'm freezing. So I unzip the tent and I go to to my bag. I took basketball shorts and wrapped them around. And I was, and he's snoring, rocking like a baby.
Yeah,
he's snoring,
yeah.
And I hear animals and everything. It was one of the most miserable.
Would have been nice to have a shotgun.
Yep. I would have killed him. So,
dude, I didn't tell you though because it's the. What's really dangerous up is the Ramapo Indians.
What?
Really don't like people up in the woods up there. The Ramapo Indians.
So you didn't tell me that?
I didn't want to tell you that because it's too scary.
Why?
What
do
you
think?
They were coming out. They were going to come.
There's actually a video that these two guys who go camping.
Yeah.
And they went up in the middle of the night.
What?
In the middle of the night, around six people came through their camp. And just walk through, and no camping equipment, no anything, no backpacks. They walked through, just looked at them, and walked through the camp and went off into the dark. They got up, and they were like, we got to go. We can't stay. What? It doesn't make sense. Like, if they were hikers and maybe they're walking. They didn't say hi. They just looked at them and walked through camp, and you could hear them walk off in the distance. They packed up their stuff, and on the way out, they were being followed by those people.
Oh, no. Time to go. God, dude.
Yeah. So...
We don't like them. Yeah, we don't like them white people here.
I didn't want that.
Thanks for telling me that 5 years later on a radio show.
This is how brilliant Verzi is. His brain is smart. Because I told him, I go, all right, so dude, when we get up there, I got to teach you how to do number two in the woods.
In the woods, yeah.
Because you're up there and you're going to go and you got to do it in a certain way. You have to dig a hole that's around, a foot deep. You put everything goes in there, toilet paper go in there, but then the baby wipe you use at the end, and you put that in a bag, and you got to take that out with you.
Wait a second. You can't just hold it for a weekend? For a weekend? If I go camping on a Friday and leave, you go Friday afternoon, you leave Sunday morning, I can go that whole time.
You can't hold it during the show sometimes.
Those are depending on what I eat.
Yeah, you're wailing on s'mores and stuff. Yeah. You think you're going to hold it for the whole weekend?
Oh, I'm not going to. No.
Yeah, I'm not a yenta from Long Island.
You can't.
I'm going to hold it till we get back from the Poconos.
You get up there on a Friday night.
No.
You can't hold it till Sunday morning.
Nah, dude, you're hiking. You're eating.
Yeah,
you're
moving around a lot. Stuff's rumbling.
Well, I showed up to Bobby's house and he started having all, Bobby's got everything. Bobby's got gadgets. Bobby's got, he knows everything. So he hands me this like shovel, like this
trowel.
Thing. What?
It's a trowel.
Okay, a trowel.
It's a poop trowel.
Yeah, he hands me this and then he hands me like a bag or whatever. He goes, that's when you got to go to the bathroom. I go, what? And I go, what am I doing with this? And he goes, you're going to dig a hole. I go, I'm not doing that.
First he shows up with camouflage Nikes. He goes, dude, these are waterproof. I go, they're camouflage.
Can't see them.
Just because it's camouflage doesn't mean it's tactical.
Yeah, I knew I could show up with like Air Force Ones that were green. I showed up with green Air Force Ones and I thought I could go camping, go hiking.
I'm like, so we're driving up there and I see him. He's kind of just staring off into space. And then out of the blue, he goes, buddy, I don't think I can do the poop thing. He goes, I got an idea. He goes, I got an idea. We go to Dunkin' Donuts. We get two egg sandwiches each, a large iced coffee turbo. We suck it down as fast as we can.
It's going to push everything out.
Yeah. We both go to the bathroom. We'll be done for the day. We'll be good to go. I go, well, all right, we'll try. We go and do it. I swear to God, it worked. We both did a fifth function together, right, in the bathroom, and it worked. And we were good for the night. That's a key, huh?
And we did not have to worry about going in the woods ever.
That's pretty good.
So it's coffee, eggs, quick,
right,
and then you just wait. You just got to wait it out, and then we did. We both went into the bathroom.
10 minutes.
And then we didn't have to worry about
it. When I was a kid, I was a Boy Scout, and we went camping, and you were allowed to see if your dad wanted to go. And I invited my dad to go, and my dad took his friend Fat Gene with him. And my dad and Fat Gene, the fathers were, like, teaching the kids how to make stuff. And Fat Gene and my dad taught us how to make ashtrays. You cut a Dixie cup in half, wrap it in aluminum foil so you could smoke in the tent. And then when my dad had to go make a poop, he goes, hey, I'll be right back. And he got in his car and drove home, pooped, and came back. Nice. So, I learned a lot. Luke, can we get Spanish? Get Luke on a mic real quick. I got to ask him. Luke is a savior to this family because he trains dogs, but he also watches my dog when we go away, and we're going away this weekend, so we're able to leave the dogs with Luke. And how you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
I didn't talk about this on the air. My wife has just brought it up on the break. One of my dogs, and we're not even sure which one, ate and pooped out a sock. Have you ever seen that before?
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
And so I didn't know about this. I wasn't home, but my wife texted me, and she goes, and it's so much better when you can curse, but my wife goes, well, one of the dogs just crapped out a sock, and I can't imagine. And then she sent me a picture, and there's an orange sock just covered in poop. And we read about it. That kills dogs a lot of times.
Yeah, there's stomach twisting and bloat that can happen, and that's game over.
We don't even know which one of the dogs swallowed and pooped out the sock. Will you be able to tell?
Oh, it was Hazel.
Oh, it was her, without right, a doubt. Right. No, Mabel doesn't care.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So Hazel. So then now she's got like a loose butthole. Yeah.
Oh, it was Hazel.
Yeah, it was
definitely Hazel.
You know, your dogs are the Golden Girls.
What are you? They got nice names. Mabel,
worst,
Hazel.
It's the worst names for
and my cat's ever. Lucy.
Yeah, it's the worst names for animals ever.
Mabel.
If you, what if you chew a piece of gum and just stick it back there on Hazel?
I mean, I've I've forced dogs to go to the bathroom and pass. You just take a stick of a match, put the sulfuric engine on.
In the BH?
In the BH, and yeah. Good to go.
We had to do that to my son when he was little. Oh. A couple of days.
What?
He
went, oh,
yeah, give me
what?
Not a burnt match, just a sulfur.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
My son couldn't poop for a couple of days.
Okay, what happens?
I read a thing, it's a stick of match in his butt.
Without lighting the match.
What'd yeah, you right. Don't light it. Don't light it.
What type of match? Like a wooden match?
Like one of those, not one of those that could strike on anything, because you could put it in and pfft, you don't want that to happen. Just like, not like a blue tip, just a regular red, like a long one, like you're lighting a fireplace.
And you put it up the button and it makes them poop?
Yeah, the sulfur. Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they want to force it out, basically. Yeah.
With anything. With any animal.
Well, I've only done research with dogs, but...
Should have used this on the camping trip.
Yeah, you can think on the camping trip. Right? Yeah. Evacuated everything right there in the Dunkin' Donuts with a couple of matches. Well, listen, keep an eye on Hazel's BH, if you don't mind.
Yeah, we'll do.
Yeah, yeah. And let me know. I'm also missing a pair of Adidas ankle socks.
Okay.
If they come out. I mean, throw them out, but let me know if you see them.
I'll send you pictures at dinner like Amanda did for me.
Yeah, oh, is that what she did? Yeah. Block her. Do me a favor. Plug your place, because every time I talk about you, everybody's like, what's the name of the place, and how do we get a hold of them? I just always give them Instagram.
Tampa Dog Boot Camp, tampadogbootcamp.com.
Now, did you do Moe's Dog?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, because that's how I got to meet you, is through Moe.
Yep.
I got to tell you, I feel real fortunate to have you to leave the dogs with, because my dog, Mabel, is like, she loves me, and she likes everybody else, and when he comes over, she loves him. That's what you want. You and then my buddy Dino has watched my dog a couple times, and she loves both of you guys. So that's, you know, I didn't understand it, Galvin, about how much people love their dogs.
Right.
So I had Mabel.
Yeah.
People's dogs would die, and I'd be like, big deal, go get another dog. They're everywhere. And then now I have dogs, and I feel it. So thank you.
Can you teach his dog not to bark?
That's what we're going to be working on big time.
Good.
Yeah, well, that is...
Dogs bark,
you know. It's annoying.
Dogs bark. That's
your dog is annoying.
Yeah. There's a difference.
If somebody was breaking into my house and all I had was a, I don't know, 10-shot 22, that dog barking would give me time to go get it.
I knew that was coming.
And I'd be able to... Thanks to Shark Coast Tactical, I have a 50-caliber Desert Eagle. I don't even have to leave my bedroom.
You have a Desert Eagle?
I can shoot them through the wall, through the floor, through the refrigerator, and still hit them at the front door. Yeah.
Oh, dude, Desert Eagles are so... I was in Jacksonville, and they wouldn't even allow you to shoot it in the range.
Really?
Because the thing would go through...
What do you need a Desert Eagle for?
He's a radio host.
Home protection.
Yeah. But you have an AR-15.
I got a couple of them.
Yeah, I was going to say, what do you need? He has, like, 19 different things.
Guns I don't need.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Where are they?
They are in a room.
In reach of all the kids.
That has a lock on it so that kids can't get in and see it unless you're a magician. Then you can be like, boom, boom, up the door.
Don't be magical.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to lockpick it in the middle of the night.
Good. Do it.
God, now you made my son a thief. That's
all right. We got to take a break. 727-579-1025. It's the Mike Calta Show. This is 1025 The Bone.
It's the Mike Calta Show.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.